Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today's episode is all about books. But in general, I had something that I wanted to talk to you, Haley, about specifically adults reading books. And so I've been on a lot of book talk, naturally, and a lot of bookstagrams, and I see all these people who have read over 150 or like 200 books in a year, and I could barely get to 50. So I'm wondering, like, you, as someone who reads a lot, you read a lot more than me, how is this possible?
So I do have something to say, because what I am learning, I started talking to some of my coworkers who are audiobook listeners, and I think that's actually where a lot of it comes into play, because especially, for example, at my workplace, they are allowed to listen to music or audiobooks or podcasts while you work. And so from that aspect, for example, if you're just like listening to audiobooks while you're working, you can actually go through a lot of books that way. So I would assume a lot of it comes from audiobook readers.
Which I still think is really amazing for those audiobook listeners, because sometimes I tune out.
I know.
When the audiobook's rolling.
I totally, one, I know there's controversy between book readers and audiobook listeners, between whether that's reading or not. I don't care. You know, like, I'm not of that discourse. I think listening to them is just the same as reading them. Okay, so let's get that out of the way, first of all. And second of all, I agree. I've never been an audiobook listener. However, you have been a somewhat of an audiobook listener, so you have a little bit more experience. I have zero experience because I'm with you. I can never listen. I zone out and then I forget. But also, I've never tried it. So actually, now that I think about it, but also I know that you can read it at a faster speed. But when I was a kid, I think my only experience with like audiobooks is we did have the Harry Potter books on audio. And for example, my brother is actually, he has a hard time reading. And so for him, the audiobooks is much easier. And so I do have distinct memories of like listening to the Harry Potter audiobook. And that actually wasn't that bad. Not that I listened to the whole thing throughout, but like I did feel like my problem is that it's just so slow.
Mm.
But now with modern ages and stuff, you can speed it up. So I don't know.
To further talk on when you mentioned that I kind of have experience, the experience is like one book. So,
wait, just one?
The Ugly Truth by Colleen Hoover.
I think it's Ugly Love.
Oh, yeah. Ugly Truth is the movie.
First of all, I love that movie.
Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover. And I was like, I wonder if it's a different experience when you're reading different books.
Mm.
Because my experience with that book is that it's strange to have spicy scenes read to you.
I agree.
Like, someone is reading them to me. That's the difference. I'm not, like, in my own space imagining it in my head. It's like an intimate moment here, but I'm sharing it with the audio reader. That I went through that book. I finished it, which was fine, but after that, I was like, oh, I'm not going to do audiobooks again. But then, actually, these past few weeks, I was like, oh, I haven't been able to read because I've been on vacation. And so, to explain, vacation as in, like, I'm exploring and seeing things, not like a getaway where you're just, like, sitting on the beach. So, in case someone's like, that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't you read on vacation? Anyways, so I was like, oh, I should pick up the pace by reading an audiobook. So okay. I was like, okay, let's see what's on Libby and whatever, right? And then I saw, you know that book that is like blue and white? It's a romance book. It's one of those like spicy books that's popular. Twisted?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Twisted Love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, I've been wanting to like check that out. And so I listened to maybe 5 minutes, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Why?
Because the audio reader person was also the guy. So it's like a girl, like, la, la, la. Oh, I hear that. And then when the guy's talking, the audio reader goes, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm like, that kind of takes me out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the same person, just the girl being the guy. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So it took me out of it, and I'm just like, I can't take it seriously anymore. So I stopped after 5 minutes.
Fair.
But because you said Harry Potter, I'm like, maybe it's because I'm reading romance, listening to romance books.
I would say if I were to give it an attempt, I do think fantasy books would be an easier thing to listen to, especially if you're reading one that is kind of dense, because we both know the struggle of trying to read and process. And I think it's easier to process if somebody's describing it to you. Whereas I totally agree with you. I think reading romance, I can't do it. I can't. It's so cringe. I feel in my heart it would be, right?
Yeah.
Maybe next time if you're trying to listen, maybe pick a fantasy one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. And so if you ever listen, you also remember not to choose a romance book.
I know. We'll see. Because I am like, for example, my dad loves Ender's Game. Mm-hmm. And that's like a series, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I read the first book and it was kind of dense.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to potentially try and read like a sci-fi,
mm-hmm,
or Lord of the Rings, for example,
mm-hmm,
maybe I should listen to it. Because I'm not going to read it. So if there's something that I know I'm not going to read, I could listen.
And to audiobook listeners out there, how do you not tune out, though? Like, how do you, like, focus on it the entire time? Unless everyone is just not. Like, do audio listeners listen to it the whole time? A question I need to know.
I mean, my impression is, yes, they do. Which I don't really understand, because I'm also confused about how you do it at work.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times if I'm zoned into work, I can't listen.
Even music in general. Like, I know what's going on if I'm, like, playing music. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but side note. When I was younger, I used to study to music. And now I can't even work to music.
You can't even work to music?
Yeah, it needs to be, like, classical. It needs to be, like, calm. I will tune out. Or, like, I get, like, I'm like, oh, this is so loud. Like, I can't. Lyrics and all of that.
Really?
Yeah, I've changed my brain.
Oh.
It's crazy.
I could never listen to music when I say it had to be like soundtracks.
Mm. Like a Disney soundtrack?
Like orchestral, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Yeah, yeah.
Like instrumentals?
Yeah. But I can listen to music while I work. Normally, I just tune it out.
And it's just going on.
Yeah, but there are two types of tasks I feel like I do. Like, if my work requires mental thought, I'll put on like music,
mm-hmm,
if I'm like listening to something. Sometimes silence is better, I would agree. But then I'll just like put on music just for something to like kind of get you in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I have something that is kind of like muscle memory, mm-hmm, like you're just doing data entry or mm-hmm whatever, I'll put on a podcast.
Mm.
And then sometimes I'll find myself not listening and I'll just pause it because I'm like, oh, I was thinking too hard.
Yeah.
You know?
I see. I see. So it's possible. Because you were listening a little bit when you're doing the data entry, right? You're like, oh, I'm kind of listening. And then also I'm thinking like, okay, if you go on a walk and you listen to the podcast, is that, or audiobook or whatever you're listening to, is that equivalent to like walking and being on the phone with someone?
You mean like a distraction?
Like, when you're on the phone with someone and you're walking, you listen to them. But I feel like if I go on a walk and I listen to a podcast, I might like trip or something.
Oh. Okay.
I guess I must not be very good at multitasking.
Yeah, because now I'm confused.
I'm like, oh, I would be very focused on my walk. But you know what? Maybe I'll try it. This is my goal. I will try to listen to a fantasy book while walking. And I'll let you know if I listen to it.
Okay.
Or if I trip.
I'm gonna be honest, I know a lot of people, you know, especially when the hot girl walk was very poppin',
mm-hmm,
and they're like, oh yeah, you just put on a podcast and then you walk. I've tried putting a podcast and walking, and there's something about it that it doesn't take me out of myself as much as I need it to, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, a lot of times I put on my podcast so that I'm not bored.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, that makes sense. Me too, me too. Whereas, when I used to walk.
No, but, like, walking, it's, like, different.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the podcast and walking don't mix for me. I can't do it. Because... It's not, like, I don't know why, but just the podcast and menial tasks at work mix. Mm. Like, that works for me. It's like, so that you're not, like, bored out of your mind while you're just sitting there. But walking, okay, because here's my thing, is that I used to walk home from school a lot. Mm-hmm. And it was actually just a time to think. Yeah. And I think that's my problem, is that, like, for me, walking in silence allows you to process all the stuff that you're kind of keeping hidden. And so I don't need the distraction because the mind is enough. The mind is overworking.
That's really good. Because I think there's a thing going on right now, or an article, or people are saying that there's just too much media. Like, we're just intaking too much.
Oh.
And not allowing ourselves to be bored, or allowing the mind to wander.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, even when you're standing and waiting for a Starbucks or something, you, like, pull out your phone so then your mind can be distracted. So it's good that your walks are empty space for your mind to process.
That's true.
More people should be like you.
I do think it's crazy that we just have our phones in our hands all the time.
All the time.
I feel like you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also forgot if I did. So.
But yeah. I think when you said that, I was like, oh my God. That we just have that readily accessible, and everybody's got it with them all the time. Back in the day, and even then, it wasn't, like, too far back in the day, I guess. I mean, I guess it was, because it was when you were in high school. But, like, you didn't have that.
Yeah, you had to just stand there and, like, wait.
Yeah.
Or stand, you know, in a waiting room, waiting for the doctors. You sit and you, like, pick up a magazine or something. Or if there's no magazine, you just sit.
Yeah. And now you don't have to do that.
No, now you can just go on your phone. Every single time you need to not be by yourself in your own brain.
Yeah. No, I literally freak out about it because you see all those people joking about it. Oh, you need distraction from your big TV, so you go to your smaller TV. And mm-hmm. then when your smaller TV, you need distraction, so you go onto your smaller TV. You know, that, like, progress mm-hmm. from, like, TV to computer to phone. It's genuinely just a cycle of, like, electronic devices. Ugh, crazy.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, I try to be mindful and not rely too much on my phone, but I find myself like, gotta check my emails.
Is that a workaholic thing though?
I think it's like together.
Okay.
Both a workaholic thing and also like me giving into that addiction, like the need to fill my brain with something. Very bad. But it is something I am aware of. So okay, sometimes I'm like, good. Do I need my phone right now? No.
Ooh.
So I would say I am successful 20% of the time.
Oh, okay. That's low.
Yeah, it is low.
I would say I had this thing back in high school when I hated when people would be on their phones while mm-hmm. we were, like, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I guess it bothers me less because everybody's just on their phone all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
No, I get that too. I agree. Okay. If I'm with someone, like, if it's, like, dedicated time together, then I don't think you should be on your phone.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's different, like, if you're with your family because you're, like, with them all the time.
Oh.
But if I'm, like, with you, I will not be on my phone.
That's true. That is nice. So, I don't want to say that only audiobook listeners can read a lot of books, because I imagine people who read a lot of books do read a lot of books. But I was just saying that I do think it's easier if you're listening to something, because that's something that you can basically do any time, whenever. When you're driving, when you're working out, when you're getting ready.
I think you read a lot of books.
Well, thank you.
I think you're up there. I put you up there with them. I'm like, Haley is one of them.
I'm not. I think 100 books is my average, but I think that's like an average amount of books. Like, it's not a large amount.
I aspire to be like you. I think I told you this already, but I feel like there's just so many books out there. And I want to read them all because, like, there are good books that I'm missing out on. And there's only a finite amount in my lifetime that I will be able to consume. So I'm like, I must read more to get more 5-star books to experience all those experiences I'm missing.
But do you ever have a hard time picking out what to read next? Not because of too many choices, but sometimes it feels like lack of choices?
No.
No.
Oh, yet. I mean, I'm only two. This is my third year in as a reader. I'm still fresh.
So do you have a list?
I do. I do have a list. I have my, not only, this is new this year, and I did mention it before. I have a two reads list on Goodreads, and I have started a spreadsheet with originally just rating books that I've read, but then all of a sudden, this list started growing at the bottom of it, where it's like, oh, I want to read these books this year.
Oh.
So now I have my Goodreads list, and then this, like, list where it's like, oh, I want to read them. So the list is, it's two lists going.
And that's different from your Goodreads to read list.
I think it's more of like bumping the ones from my Goodreads list okay. to priority.
So they are on your Goodreads list.
The ones on my spreadsheet are on my Goodreads list, but my Goodreads list can have ones that are not on the spreadsheet.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Where are you getting your book recommendations? You see it on TikTok and then you add it to your spreadsheet, or how does this go about?
Yeah. So usually I would say the majority of them is TikTok. Lately, I have been reading less books on a whim, like at the library. I would say, yeah, less books, less of those books. And I've taken your advice where I've been looking on Goodreads to see like books I like to find like similar books. And so I would say that would be another one that's like a bulk of what I'm trying to look for. So it's pretty exciting. I've been into cozy fantasy and I'm like, I want to read more cozy fantasy books.
Okay, okay.
So I followed your advice and I looked up all those books. It's all in my list.
Oh.
I'm very excited.
That is exciting. It's good to know what kind of genre that you like.
Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been in a fantasy bubble, and I have good news to share that I have read 2 5-star books in a row. Like, they've been like, I've been on a good reading streak.
That's good.
Yeah. So I marked 5 stars for Brandon Sanderson's The Way of Kings. The thing about Brandon Sanderson is that sometimes like it's like really heavy and but good, but not to the 5-star point. But then for some reason, he put some kind of magic in the last 200 pages of the book that all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. This is the 200 pages at the end alone is 5 stars. Like,
wow.
That extra star it needs. So that's one was 5 stars. And then I recently read one that was, maybe I told you in the previous podcast. I'm trying to remember. Half a Soul?
Oh, yeah.
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 So that was 5 stars. So that was my 2 5-star books. I was like, wow, I'm on a roll.
That is good. I was going to read Half a Soul. It's on my list.
You have to tell me how it goes.
I mean, I think we'll probably both agree. I probably won't give it 5 stars.
I know, but you never know. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. It's honestly weird because I think the more that we rate books, the more I get confused about what my rating scale is. Recently, the books I've been reading, I don't know what I'm putting them at.
Yeah?
Like, the 2 to 4 range is so vague.
Well, I'll tell you lately that I've been getting confused. Well, I realized I was confused like a few months ago. So then with my spreadsheet, I've started doing like point, like not just straight up stars, but like additional decimal points. And then before I fully put down a book that I want to rate that I finished, I look at my other reviews. I'm like, is it better than this book? Was it better than this book? And then it kind of like balances out because I've had decimal points. So that's allowed me wiggle room.
Okay. I feel like I have a hard time because recently I've been basically reading the same book
over and over again. Tell me, what are these books?
Just like fantasy books. But all with the very
similar plot.
Yeah. So in my head, I can't actually differentiate them from anything. And then they're also the ones. Okay. Because do you remember the Zodiac Academy?
Yeah. I was on my list to read.
Yeah. So imagine that kind of book. Mm-hmm. And the problem that I don't like about that one is that it's a really long series. Mm-hmm. So it's like one of those that like just drags you along, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm reading.
Over and over?
Over and over and over again. And it ends up being because it's like, what happens is I'll read the first one and then there'll be a second one and it'll just be like mediocre, for example.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay. And then I hate leaving. I hate it because they leave you guessing, but you're so bored. Like, I'm already, that's enough, you know?
Yeah.
So then I go on to another one that's also the first book, and then lo and behold, the sequel's not even out! And I'm like, okay, cool. Keeps you guessing again, and then you gotta pick up another one, is what is happening. And they're all pretty much exactly the same, and so I never know where to put them, because also, it kind of happens that it's, like, binge reading, because you'll, like, read the first one, and then if the second one's available, you'll just read the second one. But, like, they obviously just mesh into one book. Like, mm-hmm. I don't actually know. And then once you finish the second one, you're like, oh, that was so blah. And then you just go on to the first one of a different series that you just, like, picked up randomly. You're like, okay, same premise, let's go. So they all just kind of, like, mesh into one. And then when I'm putting them in my spreadsheet,
yeah,
by this point, I've read, like, 3 books. So I don't remember the difference between them. And so then I'm like, okay, well, really try and process what you possibly read. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
No, that makes sense. But that's incredible that you read, like, you know, that TikTok audio? It's like a reward. The first thing I do as soon as I close a book, input it. So I'm like, wow, you like just binge read through without stopping to input your book.
Yeah, because what happens normally is that either I stay up late and finish it and then immediately to sleep, right? Or, for example, this normally happens on the weekend, just to clarify. Or I've like read late into the night and then I wake up the next day and finish it. And then I put down my, and then I get up and do my thing, you know, my life. Do you have your spreadsheet on your phone?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I have Google Sheets and therefore I put that. So it can be connected on the laptop and my app.
Makes sense.
But no, I'm curious. Tell me what these books are. What books are you reading that are all the same? What are the names?
I need names. I don't even know.
Open okay, your spreadsheet.
No, I don't have it. If I had it on my phone. I mean, to be fair, I probably wouldn't put it in. But let me think. I'm sorry, it's just an empty hole.
Would I know it? Is it a book talk book?
Well, no. That's why I gave you an example with Zodiac Academy.
Yeah.
It's like that. And then I think also Broken Bonds. I think I saw on your...
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Gittery. Did you read that?
Yeah, I've read that one. A while... Not recently. Oh. Like a while ago. But that's the one. I hate them. I hate that they make so many books and then they're not ready. I'm like, gosh, I need to just wait until they're all out. But even then, I probably will stop reading at, like, 3. So, really, I just need to wait for the first 3. I'm just like, I get it. Because you got me. And I hate it because what was I reading? I was reading one. I hate when they give you a mystery that the main character, for example, is like, oh, if only they knew. You know, so you're reading it and their author isn't telling you what, yeah, like, is up with the main character or whatever. And you're just like, this is so dumb because you obviously have an idea of what it is. And you're just like, okay, just get to the point. Like, when are we going to find out? So you just keep reading.
And, I hate that.
Yeah. It's like that over and over and over again. And that's why it's not a reward because I never get to the end. Anyways, so I was thinking about it the other day that I was like, I know they do it on purpose. Because clearly it works.
Yeah.
It allows you to write a lot of books. But personally, as a reader, I both love it and hate it. Because clearly, it is stringing me along.
It's working. You read 3 of their books.
I hate that it works.
I'm sorry, though.
So if you ever find yourself reading Zodiac Academy or Broken Bonds, those are the 2 that come to head that are like TikTok books.
Yeah.
So you'll know the feeling.
Well, that won't be anytime soon. Gotta get through that spreadsheet list first.
Oh, I already told you.
Tell me again.
Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez.
Yeah, I don't think you told me.
I have it from the library, so hopefully I'll read that one. It's feeling like summer, so Beach I think reads. It's a good time.
Let me know. Because apparently everyone
loves it.
Loves that book.
Mm-hmm. Don't act surprised, yes.
Everyone loves it. Okay. So, you know, I don't want to get my hopes up. I feel like my hopes have been up many times.
Yeah.
For many books.
You read... Is that the one you ripped? Wait.
Oh, I ripped something. What did I rip?
Did you read another Abby Jimenez book? Or am I crazy? Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It was the Happy Ever After playlist. Oh, yeah.
And you didn't really like it.
Oh, no, it wasn't good. And then I also thought you would like that dog book by Abby Jimenez. I thought it was like 3 stars, but then you're like, it was 3 stars. And I was like, I thought you would like it.
The dog book?
Yeah, remember that girl that had a small dog? And then the guy, they like, I don't really know the dog.
The dog?
You know it. You Do know I? It. There's a dog. Wasn't she like sick?
Oh, that was Abby Jimenez?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm worried because I am confused. Those are the only two I've read, I think. From Abby Jimenez.
Part of Your World and then the dog book.
The dog book. Whereas you've read 3, and if you think about the majority is that.
They don't like them.
Yeah. But you liked Part of Your World, right?
I did.
But you didn't love it.
You loved it.
I loved it, but you didn't love it.
I didn't love it. I said it was a good book. So, do you think? No, okay, we've been through this already, but I'm just bringing it all the way back.
Okay, that's good.
The more books that we document that we read together, how big is that Venn diagram in the middle? You know? Like...
No.
You know, imagine a Venn diagram. Amy's books that she likes, Haley's books that she likes. In the middle, how big is the similarities?
Is
because Tessa Bailey, Allie Hazelwood...
Brandon Sanderson. Yeah. To be fair, does it have to be that we've rated it the same? And does it have to be that we liked it? Because, for example, I would imagine there are books that we rated mediocre as well. Does that count in the Venn diagram?
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. I was only thinking about likes. But dislikes, you know.
Because, I mean, do you think we've read more books that we've disliked? The books that we've
liked. Oh, you're right.
I mean, it could be just my problem that I only think of, like, the bad things, but I can only think of books that we didn't really like.
We liked Verity.
That's true. I think the fact that you rated it 5 stars, I think about that all the time.
Is that your Roman Empire? It was memorable.
It was memorable.
I still remember the plot.
Me too.
Shocking. 5 stars. There we go.
5 stars. Traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
I know we both liked Fourth Wing.
Yeah. And we both disliked Iron Flame.
Yeah.
So the Venn diagram in the middle, it has to be big enough. It's fairly big. Fairly a decent size. It would be totally different if you enjoyed nonfiction.
Oh.
I can't read. I can try my very best.
I was literally just about to say that. I was going to say, I could try if you want me to.
It's on our list. We'll both try something nonfiction. That's true. We're willing to do different things. Remember what you said about romance books? Like, they're all the same.
I wanted to tell you that reading romance books is, like, the same thing as watching
a rom-com.
But, like, different.
Elaborate.
I think, in my opinion, that reading a rom-com is exactly opposite both watching a rom-com and listening to the audiobook of a romance book. Mm-hmm. You know, like listening watching, very similar.
Yeah.
The cringe is too much to be for somebody true, else actually. To experience with me.
You're right.
Because I think that's the thing, is that my dad likes to watch things that I find cringy, but he finds the books that I read cringy. And I said, it's literally the same side, you know, the opposite side to the same coin. We're doing the same thing. We're just, like, doing different things.
No, I get that. Now I get it.
Yeah, right?
The other thing is, like, when you're reading it, it's you. It's, like, just you.
Yeah.
So how could it be cringy if it's just you?
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that. That's a good point.
So I was talking to my coworker, and she was recommending me this book, and she goes, oh, they're coming out with a movie. And I said, either I can read the book, or I can watch the movie. I will not be doing both things.
It's a good call. Which one is it?
She said I should read the book.
All right.
I said, okay.
Which book are you reading? Pauline Hoover.
No.
It ends with us.
She said it's like a... That's not mine. She said it's like a cutesy, like, romance book.
Okay.
I feel like I wrote it down.
I am here to not let you be vague. I need to know every single detail of what you're talking about.
I have nothing ever. Meanwhile, go on.
I also checked out recently because you recommended Rock Bottom Girl.
Oh, yeah.
So I checked that out. I've realized that because I've been in a fantasy high and a romance slump,
mm-hmm.
I'm only going to read romance books that you recommend.
That's not a wise decision, I feel.
I'm not going to just blindly choose books anymore. So on my Excel sheet is all the romance books you recommended.
That is strongly not recommended by me. Do not do that. Why would you do that?
Because I don't want to put my... I trust your judgment. I don't want
to... Why? That doesn't make any sense.
If you like the book, there's a higher chance than that I would like the book.
We both know that's false.
Higher chance compared to me just grabbing a book on the library bookshelf. See, it's like one few percent higher.
I mean, I guess you can utilize this technique until it leads you astray.
Yeah, that is correct. So I got Rock Bottom Girl, and then next on my list is the...
Is it the tennis one?
Yeah, the one where she's like, yeah, yeah. The golf one.
I'm thinking you won't like it, but I liked it.
And then the one, the no judgment zone, that there's like weights. I remember you told me that one.
I liked that one?
Yes. You recommended it to me. You're like, Amy, this is good. And I said, going on the sheets.
When you say weights, I think of that one book, The Cheat Sheet, that I didn't like.
Oh, it's not The Cheat Sheet. It's No Judgment Zone.
I always get confused if judgment is spelled with an E.
Is it?
No.
I can't imagine it in my head. I need to write it down.
No judgment.
It's purple. Is that not the name of the book?
Goodreads does not work very well.
Goodreads is a flawed app. But that in itself is a separate thing.
I guess I should just Google it.
Yeah. It's a purple book. There's a girl and a guy, and I'm pretty sure there's a weight.
Oh my gosh. I did like this book.
So, yeah, that's my strategy now. I've got a whole bunch of Brandon Sanderson in the sheet, sprinkled with Haley's romance recommendations, and then, of course, our podcast books.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited to hear your opinion from these books, but I'm also scared because I think enough of, like, no, I didn't like that, I will obviously stop recommending books.
No! I want to experience what you experience. That's what makes us friends. We have to experience the same thing.
But if you read enough books that I've recommended to you that aren't good, you will also stop reading the books that I recommend. It goes hand in hand, but it will hurt my feelings. But hear me out. I think we should read the second book to that book with a lollipop on it.
Okay. I'm putting it down for our next book.
Okay, never mind. I take it back.
It's too late. It's in.
Because I'm in pain thinking about it. Maybe
but
I should.
But it's the next book? Like, it's literally, it's not like a prequel or anything?
No. I 100% thought it would be, like, the same time period, just from the guy's perspective.
That's
that is
believable.
Not the case. It's, like, after. And I thought, what?
It's so, yeah. Okay, let's do it. Listeners, you heard it here first. The sequel to If He Had Been With Me.
Oh, he remembered it.
Because it was memorable, but not enough for 5 stars.
But actually, you have a lot of books to read. Because I saw coming up sort of next is you have to read Counterfeit and In 5 Years, our blind book.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's on my list too.
And that's two right there.
You also have to read two. The ones that we bought from Barnes & Noble.
I know, but that's not till the next month. I thought I have time. I know. I was
so,
like,
you know, gotta add to that list.
I have to give you those two books. Should I do that now? No, because you have other books, right? When you're ready, you can let me know.
Yeah, maybe. So right now, I'm reading not The Happy Place. Funny story. And so I will be reading that, and then we'll be doing a review, and then we'll see where we are after that.
You have put a few books in there that I don't know what they are.
Is it One Dark Window?
Oh, yeah.
I heard it's a good romanticy.
Oh, okay.
With a interesting magic system, which makes it different than the other romanticy books that you've been reading and that probably we've read.
Are we going to audiobook it?
Should we?
I read a book that you had on your want to read list.
Oh!
But my Goodreads isn't working.
Oh, goodness. So
I don't know which one it is.
Tell me.
But I was like looking it up to see the review.
And then you saw.
And then I saw it and I was like, sweet.
Was it romance or was it romanticy?
Romanticy.
Ooh.
I mean.
Does it fall in line with your rant earlier?
Potentially.
It's dragging us along.
Does that sound familiar of anything you put on your want to read recently?
No. Because okay. I just put it on there and I looked at it. Forget the whole plot altogether.
It is Reading Girl Summer, as it is every summer.
Every month of the year.
Well, there's just something about sitting outside in the sun with a book.
Just you.
And then taking a quick nap.
No,
I'm sorry,
sun.
That you don't get to relax.
I was just talking about the sun. Because you love the sun. I'm like, I'll stay in the nice house.
But Amy, it's such nice weather. What about when you go to the beach? You don't bring a book?
I don't often beach, so I'm not sure if that... The last couple times I went to the beach. Like, we went to the beach.
Yeah, it was cold then.
It was cold.
I think you go to the beach a bunch of times every summer.
Well, last year I didn't go to the beach at all. And this year, perhaps.
Okay, we'll have to make time for that.
We've got so many things to do next month.
I know.
But you know what? That's good. Spicing things up. We like to spice up life. Speaking of summer, what kind of summer songs are you listening to?
Let's see.
A fave summer song.
A fave summer song? No, you're putting me in a box.
No. It could be whatever. Whatever the wind takes you. My summer song.
Okay.
Is Birds of a Feather, We Should Be Together by Billie Eilish. Have you heard that song?
I have. But I don't know what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Birds of a Feather.
Oh.
It's all over my TikTok. I love it. It's so good.
Is that a summer song?
It's my summer song.
Oh, okay. I mean, who am I to say no? It is catchy.
It is catchy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mine is also, I mean, I guess not awesome. It's not a summer song. Treehouse by Ben Platt.
Ooh, I know Ben Platt. All right. Treehouse. It's not a summer song? Is it slow?
It's kind of slow, yeah.
Okay. Like a ballad?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like it.
All right.
All right. I hope you guys have a great month.
And an awesome summer. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.